Dear friends, I am Mother Mary. I am with you. You are not alone on your journey. You seem to be alone because you feel caught in your personality. It seems like you are a separate being, struggling to find your way in a reality that's harsh and incomprehensible. Often, it doesn't seem to make sense to you. And it's actually the frightened part of you, the part of you that is caught up in fear, that feels separate and disconnected from the whole. This part cannot make sense of life and feels confused a lot of the time. What is lacking is a very basic sense of trust, feeling good as you are, not having to prove yourself, not having to compete with others, not having to live up to expectations, ideals, images. So there is this lost and frightened part of you that who feels alone, and I am here to tell you that you are not alone. You are not this frightened part. You are much more. You are much bigger. You are vast. You are eternal. And so many of you are yearning for meaning, for the bigger picture, and especially guidance about your own life. You're looking for guidance about the meaning and purpose of your path and how to be in alignment with that purpose. That surely is the most pressing question for most of you who are on a spiritual path. Am I in alignment with my soul's purpose? And how do I know? How can I be sure? And in today's message, I'd like to offer some suggestions to you about how to feel in touch with your soul and to have this sense of inner guidance, which is actually, which means that you feel connected instead of disconnected, fearful, separate. But this connection is something coming from within. When you look for guidance, for meaning, for purpose, there is this old instinct in many human beings to turn upward, to look for a kind of power, an authority, an external force. And this traditionally is called God, or it may be a messenger of God, like Yeshua was considered to be, but he was made into a superhuman deity, an authority that seemed to be out of reach for the ordinary human being. So there is this, still this old energy, this fear-based or separation-based urge in many of you, in many human beings, to look up to or to expect guidance from higher beings which are somehow perfect, who know what to do. And so you kind of bypass your inner guidance, and also you remain stuck in this notion that you are small and ignorant and sinful, because this is also part of the old programming. You as a human being, according to most religions, are inherently flawed or sinful, and therefore you need this higher external authority, this spiritual authority outside of you, in order to be guided. So there is, whenever you look for spiritual guidance, be aware of this old programming which is probably inside of you, that you are ignorant, you don't know, and someone higher must show you the way. And I'm here today to remind you that this picture of spiritual guidance is false, that it is based on a false notion of who you are, and that you will never get the answers that you are looking for when you go along with that old urge of making yourself small and looking up to spiritual teachers or ascended masters, or however you call them, who are supposed to know the answers. The truth is, you are unique. You are a powerful creator. You are part of God. You are part of spirit. You are very much part of the essence of creation, as part of the creator itself. Creator and creation are deeply intertwined. They are not separate. There's no creator looking down on you and checking whether you are doing things correctly. You are the creator, and it's up to you to truly feel this, to remember yourself and stop making yourself small. And today I'd like to talk about the inner child. And this is a part of you which is, on the one hand, very human. When you look at a child, you see their humanness in a very open way. It's still unmasked, it's still very pure how a child feels emotions and expresses emotions. They are not filtered and shielded, these emotions, as much as they are when you are a grown-up. And so the inner child symbolizes the purest and unmasked part of you, which is on the one hand very human, and on the other hand it is highly spiritual, because it is through these emotions that you can get in touch with what truly your soul's purpose is. Your soul's purpose is unique in the sense that you are unique, and your journey in this life and throughout your many lifetimes is yours, is unique. So any guidance that makes sense to you, to your unique way, should come from within. And this within, this inside of you, is much bigger than the mind-based knowledge that is that you absorbed from society, and it goes beyond the boundaries of your personality. And the inner child is in touch with what is beyond your personality, and it can easily cross the fear-based, frightened part of you. So the inner child is, on the one hand, a vulnerable part of you. It's deeply human, and it has strong emotions, which can range from excitement, joy, to deep despair, fear. So there's this whole range of human emotion present in the inner child. But because it's not veiled by suppression or survival mechanisms that you develop when you grow up, when you become an adult, because it's still very much out in the open, the inner child can provide you with some true guidance about your path in life. And so in that way, the inner child is a gate between you and your soul. It holds, she or he holds the key to true understanding of where you are, where you stand. All of you are on a path of inner growth, meaning you're becoming more and more conscious of who you really are. Your goal is to reconnect, to unite with your soul, and to shine the light of your soul while being on earth. I'm asking you now to fully trust your inner light, to trust that you are part of spirit, that you are part of the creator, him, herself, that you are truly powerful, and that you know, you remember, you are light, you are intelligent, you are open to the mystery of life, you are a traveler, an adventurer, you are connected to the whole, you are precious and loved for who you are, whatever you do. There's always this fountain of love and unconditional acceptance, and allow this fountain of pure light and love to touch you now. Feel the sparkling energy from this fountain of unconditional love and acceptance. Feel this energy flow into you, into your being, into your physical body, into your energy field. Feel lifted up and remember. Let go of this fear-based thinking, putting yourself down, judging yourself. There's nothing spiritual about that. Remember yourself. Your greatness. Your connection with the divine. And now invite your inner child to be with you. Enter your heart space. You are not a physical being. Essentially, you are a spiritual being. You are awareness. And imagine there's this space inside your heart. And you can create this space just as you like. Perhaps you see a beautiful green meadow or garden, or another place in nature, or perhaps a small temple where you are going to meet your inner child. And see her or him now. See their eyes. And just go along with what your imagination presents to you. Don't be afraid to use your imagination. It's a divine tool, really. Creators have a strong imagination. It's part of their creativity itself. To dream, to imagine. So allow your inner eye to observe the child within, and look into their beautiful sparkling eyes. Look and see the depth and the wisdom in these eyes. They are full of life, but also full of experience. The child is not really young, it is pure. But it has come a long way. And receive its energy now. Feel its humanness. And that it wears, the child wears no mask. And tune into your inner child, related to your everyday life now. Your inner child is always there with you. It registers, it senses, it feels, but you tend to suppress it or push it away because of preconceived ideas, notions, expectations you have, things you have to live up to. So you ignore, partly at least, the messages from your inner child. And now allow it to fully be there in the space of your heart. And ask her or him, what do you need from me? What do you want? What are you missing most in everyday life? Right now. And let the child tell you. Let her speak up. Express her himself. And you can truly feel a powerful force there. The child can only be honest, even if it goes against the wishes and desires of other people around you. The child is not a people pleaser. The child is in touch with your soul's purpose. And what it expresses to you now about what it needs most has direct bearing on what your soul wishes to experience or to manifest or to go through. And in order to make this even more clear, ask your inner child, looking into their eyes, what part of you am I suppressing most? What part of you I am pushing away, ignoring, because it's frightening to allow it in? What part of you is so wild or so unacceptable according to my frightened self that I am pushing it away? Allow this hidden part of your inner child, which seems too wild or unconventional, to be faced, to be acknowledged. Allow it to show itself now. And feel free to completely not just observe it, but to feel the energy that you have been suppressing. And this could be a raw energy. Anything that has been suppressed for some time has something explosive about it, because that's a natural human reaction to being suppressed. And so it's very normal to now see that the part of your inner child that has become hidden, suppressed by your adult self, has something hurt or unbalanced to it. It may, for example, this hidden part of your inner child may be very upset or angry. It may feel betrayed, or it may feel abandoned, frustrated, angry, or afraid. Tune into these neglected emotional energies, because what you're really supposed to do to receive guidance from your soul through the inner child is to bring awareness to the hidden, suppressed parts of the inner child. So you are supposed to not just get in touch with the inner child, feel its radiance, feel that it's pure and unmasked, but to go deeper and to bring your awareness, the awareness of the most mature part of you, to bring it to the suppressed part of the inner child. So look into her or his eyes again and feel where it's been suppressed, and allow that energy to come out. What's the most important emotional energy that you have been neglecting? And what is the message of this emotional energy to you right now? And set it free. Say yes to it, because it's a relief also to finally allow this suppressed emotional energy to become visible. You don't have to act upon it right away. It's an inner release. The moment you bring suppressed emotional energy, bring it to the stage, to the space of your heart, when you bring awareness to it, this is when magic occurs. I mean, not magic in any old-fashioned sense of the word. It's spiritual transformation happening. It's when you become truly intimate with yourself, when there is rage inside your inner child, or deep frustration, or loneliness, and you bring your awareness to it, and you realize that you are the creator, you are the light, then these two most powerful parts of you, consciousness and feeling, or awareness and life, the life force of the child, they come together. And allow it to happen now. Receive your inner child, the human part of you, the raw emotions, which often tell the truth. They may seem ugly or negative at first, but if you really allow them in and allow them to speak their truth, then you see that they have a really good point. There's a reason why the suppressed part of you feels angry or disappointed or sad. Accept it. Say yes to it. And just by accepting it, this alone will change the vibration, the frequency of your inner child. The inner child wants to come home to you. It wants to be a conscious part of you. So imagine that now you carry it consciously within your heart. You see the child and it's happy to be in touch with you, and you rely on its signals. You promise the child that you will not ignore these signals any longer, especially the emotions that seemed to be forbidden. A lot of so-called negative emotions, which are actually pure messages or signals from within, from the soul, they are ignored because you are taught to be nice and good and spiritual, between quotation marks. Now be bold and embrace these emotions as signals that need your attention, your awareness. Celebrate your inner child. It's the part of you who truly feels life, ups and downs. It takes courage to feel. Truly allow emotions to run their course and hear the message. True guidance from within or from your soul comes about when you embrace the inner child with awareness, which means that you look directly to what it wants to express, to the emotions inside the inner child. And you read them. You understand them. You trust them. And as you do so, you start to really receive yourself. And see what happens when you bring the light of your awareness, which is simply acceptance, saying yes to the most hidden part of your emotions. And see what the energetic effect of it is. When you hold the hand of your inner child, feel how it restores the connection with your inner guidance. Your soul wants to speak to you through your feelings, your intuitions. When you ignore your feelings, they become suppressed. And they can turn into negative emotions, which are smoldering in the background. And then it may seem they are bad, but they are not. They're simply ignored parts of you, and by bringing them right back to the center of your attention, you work with them. And again, lift them up to the level of intuition. Raw emotion transformed by awareness, empathy, insight becomes intuition, becomes inner guidance. You have the ability to do this. You are a creator. You are spirit itself. You are God also. You are spirit turning itself inside out, upside down, in order to grow and expand and experience love, freedom, joy. This is your purpose. Trust yourself. You are not alone. You are light. You are love. Thank you.